Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I love that.
Caroline, since you brought it up, I have a question for you.
Ask away.
You have three planets in Scorpio. You also have two planets in the Scorpio house, the eighth house. And one of the topics that comes with that is sex. And me and Claudia was reading your profile and all that stuff. And we were wondering.
I love how he blames me.
No, I put it on me. I brought it up.
And, yeah, I know.
And with your Mercury being in the seventh house of relationships and having all that Scorpio energy, I said, I wonder if she is an extremely sexual person. And then Claudia said, I don't think so. She might be
approved. I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
And then I said, well, with Mercury being in seventh house, maybe she's approved, but inside relationships, she may be into tantra.
Yes.
So, can you...
She might be after this conversation.
Can you... I don't know what I'm asking, but are you approved or are you into
I think what Paul wants to know here is if you're the textbook Scorpio that's like, you know, most Scorpios are really known or viewed as like super incredibly sexual creatures, you know. But because you have it, like you have all these planets in the sixth house and Virgo, which is like the sixth house is usually rules Virgo. Virgo's the virgin. So the virgin tends to be really prudish. So I think he wants to figure out like, how do you put like Scorpio energy in a really prudish sort of placement or whatever. And so that's really the big question here. It's like, how do these two combine? Like, does that energy play out only when you're in a relationship, or like, are you like more of like a super respectful and kind of like a very like private Scorpio, you know, that like will only, you know, like engage on one-on-one, or if you're just kind of like,
what did Lil Jon like, say? I want a woman in a book, but a freak in a bed.
Exactly. Like in the sheets. Yeah. Or in the past, if you ever did have that scorpionic energy where you kind of just, you know, like went all crazy.
Yeah, no, these are great questions. So I would definitely say I have like a high sex drive for sure. And I'm not really a prude, but
not with just everyone, right?
Yeah, I'm very picky. Like I won't just sleep with anybody. Like I definitely.
There you go. That's the sixth house energy. Cause most Scorpios, I mean, I don't want to generalize this, but Scorpio energy really does have a high sex drive, but depending on where you place it, like they could either, you know, kind of share that drive with everyone they meet or anyone, or just, you know, reserve it for that like very special person.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an attraction thing, and I have nothing against a one night stand. I'm usually just in a mood. Like if I'm traveling, I'm like, oh, I'm in a mood to sleep with someone tonight. And then sometimes it'll happen. But yeah, I'm very picky. I've only had really like three boyfriends and I'm almost 29. So I'm pretty selective. Wow.
Do you have something against relationships? How do you feel about relationships?
I love relationships. I kind of idolize them too much. And I'm definitely the kind of person who's like, once I find this guy, then my life will be great. And people get upset for me about that. But yeah, I love relationships. I think that's one of the most satisfying things. And I definitely want to have a family. And I think that's caused a lot of depression for me, like being in that weird place of not really knowing what my career was going to be and then wanting to build a family. So I think the 20s have been kind of a distressing decade, but in a good way. I always just wanted to be older and have kids.
Well, okay. So what I find interesting is that now in 2021, you know, you're going to go through your Saturn return, literally. Well, you kind of got a glimpse of it from April to like July of what life could be like in 2021. But the ruler of the ninth house, well, typically the ruler of the ninth house would be Jupiter, right? Which is in your fourth house, which deals with your family. So there's a really high chance that what 2021 could bring you, or like the next couple of years, is somebody that comes into your life that might challenge your views or might be super, super different than anything you ever thought about. And then they like come with that idea of family, you know? So there is that potential of settling down for sure, especially after 2021.
Yeah. Or you could end up with someone who is foreign.
That's so funny you say that, because I'm obsessed with foreigners. Like,
there you go.
My ex is from Israel and I like literally love him so much. So I love foreign people. I always say I want that dual passport.
Yeah. Well, your house, your seventh house of relationships is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter, Sagittarius loves travel to foreign lands, philosophy, higher learning, that type of stuff. So remember, I text you and I say, hey, you're a Scorpio, but you think like a Sagittarius?
Yes. Well,
that's where all the traveling comes from.
That's so cool.
And the pioneering aspect that you show, that warrior spirit, comes from your moon. You are being an Aries moon. It gives you the confidence and the guts to go on out there where others may wither at the vine.
Interesting. Yeah, I do feel like I have a lot of confidence in that regard. I struggle a lot with like worthiness, like feeling worthy and feeling left behind. But with confidence, like posting on social media, self-promoting, like it's pretty easy for me.
That's interesting. She's got a Venus moon opposition.
Yes.
In the fifth. So yeah, that worthiness, that word that you just used, like goes so well with that placement. Wow.
Well, which leads me to this question. You had an accountant job for a Big Four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say that you are making less now than you did with that?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I just hit 10K with my business for revenue, but yeah, with profit, I've made maybe a few grand this year. And then I do freelancing as well, but traveling, I was on kind of a shoestring budget. So I had to kind of flip the script from making a lot in corporate and then not really caring at all about money. But then on the other side, starting a business, like you do need to make money and support yourself. So that's definitely kind of been a challenge that I've worked through.
That's what I was about to say. Ask you, where are you at with that?
Mm-hmm. So basically,
wait. Before you answer that, Claudia, that probably would be the moon Venus opposition.
That what? I'm sorry.
Maybe. Matter of fact, D too. Would you say that is the moon Venus opposition?
I think it could be. But I would think about it a little bit more, like with love, really, like in terms of like her love life and stuff like that, as well.
But it's T squaring. It has the T square going to the eighth, from the moon to the eighth, which where is the release for the T square? Yeah. So, this is Friends Humanitarian Efforts, Caroline 11th. This is kids, hobbies, short love relationships, and creativity. This is pretty much your corporate job.
Yep.
And the release of all of that would be second house.
Worthiness.
Value. And security.
Yeah.
So you are having to find a balance between this. This is a tug of war here, and you having tension here and here, and basically the release of that is here. What does that mean? How are you dealing with making less money?
I really don't mind it at all. I think it's just making sure that I'm making enough money to support myself. So what I've done is I just create like a monthly budget and figure out what are my baseline expenses, like rent, food, and making sure my freelance job can cover that. And then calling in, like, I'd love to make $5,000 a month just to make sure I'm investing and donating and doing all the fun stuff. So just really being clear with the numbers and having QuickBooks with the business, I think, is an important place to start for me.
I think I have an answer to this, Paul.
Go ahead.
So back in 2018, May 2018, Uranus, which is the planet that shakes things up and makes us kind of like, it's that tornado that just went all over your like front lawn type of thing, you know. It went from transiting your moon, which was, it was transiting it for 7 years, for a really long time. So you probably had a lot of different changes with your friends or like with groups of people or organizations. But in 2018, when it went over to Taurus, it just struck into like the section of your chart that deals with spirituality. But Taurus rules the second house, so that those feelings of like worthiness or whatever, I think I'm not sure, you could tell me if this is right or wrong, I think that probably you've had to work on that through your finding like spirituality, or you find, you know, like you mentioned earlier, that you feel like the universe is like, you know, you believe in the pulse of the universe and in nature, and that's what you love, right? So at some point after 2018, you must have come into some a little bit more of a clear understanding with the whole you know, feelings of worthiness or whatever. But that connection of like, you know going out and like being in nature or finding the spirituality within you probably has helped that a lot. Am I right, or am I like not quite there yet?
No, you are. Like, definitely 2018, a lot of things were shaken up for me. Like, I took a sober sabbatical and found a counselor and found kind of my last job in accounting. But I feel like worthiness has come up for the business. Like, it came up when I had a business coach say, okay, how are you going to map out 100K a year? And I was like, I don't want to make 100K. But then as you do the numbers, like what your business is making is not your owner's paycheck. So kind of like figuring out how small business works and how it can support myself and being comfortable with charging prices.
Oh, that's definitely been one of mine.
Knowing the value of the service that you're offering.
Yes. And feeling like I have zero value to offer sometimes. Like, it's hard to define in monetary terms for me, like thinking about it.
Well, you're speaking to the choir, because how do you set a price for a dream interpretation? How do you set a price for an astrology reading, you know?
Yeah. How do you set a price for something that comes from spirit?
Definitely.
And when it's something you enjoy doing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think pricing it based off the transformation, but I do think it's harder in the middle of a pandemic for me. I know for me, it's like pricing things out and thinking about how would people pay for this and who will pay for it and all of those questions. So it's a really interesting lesson.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.